She was a sweet church lady in a small Louisiana town.
She was active in the Church of Christ.
This kind soul often took care of people who were in need.
Men kind of tough on their luck to a certain degree.
So when she lost her home, it was big news in their small town. And less than a week later, one of her charity cases died under mysterious circumstances.
The fire department thought that there was some evidence of arson.
Could this devout Christian woman be the devil in disguise? May 11th, 1984. It's a warm spring day in Rapides Parish, Louisiana, when 64-year-old Lynette Bell and her daughter Susan enter the Pineville Police Station to report an emergency. When the officers return with Lynette to her home, they find 43-year-old Mountville Townley lying dead on the living room floor.
To many, Marquesa is the number one name in fashion for red carpet glamour. Join us for an exclusive look at this industry giant. We'll hear from fashion's biggest names and Hollywood's brightest stars.
Yes, it is Marquesa.
And go behind the scenes for the creation of a collection and the presentation of Marquesa's 2013 line. This is the inside of Marquesa's Atelier, where Georgina Chapman designs with her best friend and co-founder, Karen Craig. Lauren Cohen gave birth to Raquel when she was 58 years old and had her twins just shy of 60.
I know that some people think it's a selfish thing to have children later in life.
Hello, darling.
Sue Tollefson's daughter Freya was born when Sue was 57 years old.
What's the matter, darling?
Halfway around the world in India, Raju Devi gave birth to her daughter Naveen at the astonishing age of 70. They are among a growing number of women around the world who, with the help of IVF, are defying nature to become mothers after menopause. But with biological boundaries being pushed further and further and no laws setting an age limit on IVF, how do we decide when old is just too old to be a mother?
Nothing creates as many scrumptious images as chocolate. It's been called sweet and sinful, decadent and divine. Not to mention,
it's molten bliss.
It just makes me so happy.
While not quite as star-spangled as apple pie, chocolate has become a national obsession, with annual sales topping $13 billion.